Okay, folks, before we start today's show, we want to give a big shout out to our sponsor, Texit Coin, the Southerner's crypto. And here's your Texit Coin update, and this is right now 5 p.m. August 27th, 2025. Right now, Texit Coin is sitting right at $2.91 USD. We have 19,001 miners on board. Texas averaging about 300 new signups. That's new miners every day, Monday through Friday during the week. And they are hashing right now at 314 gigahash per second. Folks, that's 314 billion hashes per second that they're mining right there in Texas on this Texit coin. Hey, if you want to get in on this and get in the game, go ahead and send a message to texitmines@gmail.com. That's texitmines@gmail.com. Make sure to include that discount code PALM, like a palm tree. P-A-L-M, palm for that discount. Okay, folks, here we go. Enjoy the show.
Hello there, and welcome to the Palm and Pine Podcast. The boys are coming to you from their hidden camp, set deep in the Florida woods on the banks of the mystic Suwannee River. So let's take a moment and hear from the boys of old Florida.
All right, folks, welcome to the Palm and Pine Podcast. We are grateful to be here with y'all this morning. And as usual, I'm right here in studio this morning, sitting right here beside the incomparable Douglas Barlow, Professor
yes,
Barlow.
Yes, it's hard to comprehend him sometimes.
Yeah, right. It's beyond comprehension how this boy managed to accomplish what he has accomplished. I tell you what, Douglas, we out here this morning, and I'm beside myself. 64 degrees.
It's got to be a record low for August. I've never seen it before.
I come out here, it's got that air, got like a bite. You know, it's just like a chill in the air out here.
Usually something's biting you here, so mm-hmm. Might as well be the air. So.
That's right. We got that little bite in the air. I was like, man, are we up in Macon?
No, those were the sand gnats biting you, Steve.
Yeah, usually sand gnats bite me. But this morning, the sand gnats are kind of calm, and I just like, man.
We were up with Playa in Macon, you were thinking.
I was thinking we were up with that Playa.
Yeah, well,
Playa.
I have a news story related to that today.
But there's no shortage of news stories for us on this show, I can tell y'all. I tell you. I kind of wish, you know, once you peel back and enter the world of journalism, almost regret it.
Yes.
Because I was living a peaceful life.
You thought people were okay.
People were normal. You know, I was somewhat naive. You know, you're out here in these woods. It's pretty easy.
Yeah, you thought people pretty well went to town with their clothes on.
right. You thought all of that. But, hey, I want to give just a quick shout out to our sponsor, Texit Coin. So this Texit Coin, so what had happened, you know, I'd been into the Bitcoin for 4 or 5 years. Jay knew this, our friend Jay Horton. And, you know, I got into Bitcoin really for, I would say, more ethical reasons, mm-hmm. Philosophical, even spiritual, right?
Right.
Just because I'm sickened by our monetary policy.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And of the federal government.
Right.
And so that was my impetus mm-hmm. to look into alternative currencies.
Right.
Now, our buddy Jay, he just wants to be a millionaire. No, I say that in jest. But what I've learned, and now dealing with this Texit coin a little bit, what I've learned is you have these communities.
Yes.
And there's the Bitcoin community.
Yes.
And they're kind of a niche. Right.
Now there's a Texit coin community.
And now there's a Texit coin community.
Right.
And the Bitcoin community's over here, and they kind of doing their thing, and they don't want to hear about Texit coin.
Yeah.
And then the Texit coin
over here,
they kind of, Bitcoin had its chance, but this is going to be the new thing.
Right.
So you kind of got these bubbles, just like societies do.
Right.
So I'm in both bubbles.
Okay, right, yeah.
I'm in both.
Yeah.
And so what I did was I went ahead and I was kind of like, you know, you remember Jay's story. He said he was crazy enough to give somebody $1,000.
Right,
that's
right.
How he got into it.
Right, right.
So I was crazy enough or sucker enough to do the same thing. But what I wanted to share this morning, and again, it's not financial advice
by
no means. Right. But what I want to share this morning, I ate in the Texas coin at Jay's prodding, his gentle prodding.
Right. He's a good salesman.
Yeah, he's a good salesman. And I ate in there, and you know, it's $950, so you might as well call it $1,000.
Okay.
So that gets you that mining share.
Right, so you got that miner. Yeah, they mine their own coins.
They're mining their own coins.
Yes.
And so I have ownership of one of the mines.
Here's
the deal. That was 23 days ago.
Right.
Well, and I'll throw this up on the screen. I have mined $100
already.
23 days. Now, tell me what you could do with $1,000, Douglas, where you get $100 back in 23 days. Legally. and so I'm on track already to within a year, you know, doing pretty good.
Because I haven't even hit 30 days yet.
Right.
And the price of Texas coin has gone up from like 210 to 209. Since you started, we're sitting at about
2.9 today.
Right.
And there's still 11 months to go, right?
Right.
To get back to my full year.
Now, so if people want in on the action, what do they do?
So the best thing to do is reach out to Jay. Just reach out to Jay. TexitMines@gmail.com. And that's TexitMines. Right.
And be sure to use that discount code PALM, P-A-L-M, P-A-L-M.
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 It's not P-O-M.
No, it's not PALM.
PALM. And it sounds like PALM.
P-A-L-M.
P-A-L-M.
Use that code and he'll know you heard it from us.
So. It's amazing how in the South we can shorten the spelling of a word, but phonetically it's longer. P-O-M. 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 So that we have a knack for doing them.
I was thinking, Steve, you mentioned on a previous podcast about that Costco opening up in the Villages, and they did $1.5 million in one day.
One day. Take that, Jay Horton.
Right.
Take that and run it through your Texas coin.
But he's got the $1.5 million in this case. But we don't know that $1.5 million. We don't know how much of that money stayed here. It's probably long gone to New York City by now.
That's where LA. Yeah, right.
See?
Or Guangzhou, China.
Right. So when you do business with local people, there's a much better chance it stays in the community. So I buy my feed and seed from Gilcrest Feed and Seed in Trenton, and I pay maybe an extra buck here and there, a buck or two for a bag of feed.
Not yet a sponsor. but we work on them.
We see you out there. But I'm just using them as an example to make a point. I'm glad to pay an extra buck or two because I know the people that own it. I know the people that work there, and there's a better chance the money stays in the area. Well, it's the same way with entertainment.
Right.
You're buying the Hulu. You're buying the Disney.
Oh, yeah.
Guess where that money's going? It's going to L.A. or New York City. You know, so support your local entertainers and artists like us and like you're seeing on this show. And how you could really support us is go on your social media and recommend the podcast to somebody else. If you've enjoyed it, give us a link in social media. Give us a link in your email, word of mouth, whatever. Spread the word about our podcast.
Preach on, brother. That's a great point, Douglas, because that's free.
Yes.
And you just passing this on to your friends, that does more. That's better than joining the Patreon, seriously.
Right. But think about it. If you join the Patreon, that $2 a month, it's going to stay in the community.
$1.99.
Yeah.
$1.99.
Very little of that's going to New York City.
Right.
L.A. to people that hate you, you know. So
yeah. Surprisingly,
support your local people.
Patreon does not take a huge cut. So
right,
that's right.
Right
it stays
right,
local.
Right.
But yeah, more than anything, rate us on the podcast platform. Give us 5 stars if you could do that, and subscribe and share. Rate, subscribe, share.
Get on that social media.
Yeah,
Recommend us to a friend.
And I tell you, we're very grateful to have the opportunity to do this and to hear people enjoying the podcast.
Right.
Oh man, I just
and we have a faithful following out there. We see you. There's a certain number of you, and we need all of y'all that faithful. Are with us to get on social media and spread the word about the other local artists that we're bringing on the podcast.
And we sound like a couple of crackers, which we are, but we have got some amazing guests lined up coming up.
You would not believe. In the next few weeks, it's going to be just crazy.
And I'm talking about true culture. We got a playwright.
It's just going to be crazy.
Yeah,
historians, writers, it's going to be crazy. Mm-hmm. You're going to love it.
Artists, we've had several artists. We got more coming.
Right.
So just a lot of good stuff coming up. So that's the best thing you can do is just pass the word around and interact with us. We enjoy getting questions from you and suggestions. We've got some of those and we've used some of it. So we appreciate that as well. So I think what we're saying is just enjoy the podcast and share it.
Get the word out. Get the word out.
All right. So with that, do you have anything, Douglas?
I have a couple of exciting news stories to share with our listeners, though.
Let's roll right into that Palm and Pine newscast news hour right now.
Breaking news right now.
All right, Douglas, what you got for us now?
Let us know what's going on. I was listening to an exciting podcast. Speaking of podcasts we should support, the FSA, the Florida Sheriff's Association podcast. They have their own podcast. There's a link to it on our website.
Unlike us, very professional.
It's very professional. There's a link to it on our website. And I listened to it recently, and they had a speech by the new FSA President, Sheriff Dennis Lima from Seminole County. He gave a speech this past summer at their meeting, and it was a very fascinating speech. And in it, he talked about the root cause of crime as he is known throughout his career, you know, and we've seen this also reading these stories. And he broke it down. He said it comes from one of three fundamental problems, he said.
Right.
Substance abuse, mm-hmm. mental health issues, or poor parenting, he added on there. Woo! You know. So those three categories, you know. And I thought, you know, in science, we name things after great men, the Einstein relation, mm-hmm. Newton's law. So mm-hmm. I thought we might name these categories the Lima categories.
Okay.
And when we look at a news story, we might try to identify which Lima category
as journalists
is involved.
We'll analyze it, like do our journalism.
There you go. And it could be more than one Lima category.
Oh, my goodness.
Could be two or all three,
all three?
You don't know.
It could be a new category that we need to explore.
But this one today, I think Steve falls under that second Lima category, mental health issues.
There you go. See, folks, this is the type of in-depth analysis that you're going to get on the Palm and Pine podcast right here.
Right.
So lay it on us, Dr. Barton.
Right, because I don't know about his parenting or family relation, this young Florida man that got in a bind here. And I don't know if there was some Florida cocktail involved, but there was certainly some mental health issues. So I'm calling it the second Lima category here. And I'll just read the headline. Florida man rigs door to electrocute his pregnant wife.
Oh my gosh. Say it ain't so. Every show we talk the last show.
Boys, I know a pregnant woman can get on your nerves, but you got to cool off. Find a place to go.
Douglas, take a walk in nature. That's what I do a lot of times. That's why I live out here in
these
woods.
Old boy let it go too far. This was Michael Scott Simpson, 32, young Florida man, charged with aggravated attempted battery on a pregnant woman and grand theft of a firearm. This was an elaborate plot, and let me tell you how this played out, Steve. So they lived in a house, and he rigged up a contraption that electrified the front doorknob.
Huh.
Right, and then he stood back down the road. He knew his pregnant wife was coming home, and when he were to see her, he was going to haul butt to Tennessee. Because he knew she would grab it. But the problem is, his father-in-law called up while he was came up to the house while he was waiting.
A non-target.
Yeah, right. And the father-in-law started to get suspicious because son-in-law wouldn't let anybody use the front door. Y'all don't use the front door. Y'all go around back.
Well, you know, here's something, and I got to admit, I've thought of placing some booby traps around the Palm and Pine podcast studio here. But you know what would happen? I'd forget and hit
right,
it myself.
Right, right. Well, luckily for the pregnant wife, because about that time she come home, he saw her coming down the road. Man. So he hauls, but the father-in-law was able to go inside from the back and see what was going on.
He saw the rig.
And he saw his rig. Now, Steve, this old boy, he must have studies of Nikola Tesla. I don't know what it was, but there's a picture out there of this. Steve.
I'll get that picture, throw it up
like,
on the Patreon.
It looked like a Frankenstein movie. This rig, holy this boy had set up flux capacitors, coils of wire. It was sparking and hissing and humming. He must have stepped it up to 100 kilovolts. And then his last leg, he took a jumper cable, you know, like for your car, and went from his contraption right to that front doorknob. Whomp. Yeah.
Like old Sparky.
Right.
What is that? The electric chair over there? Old Sparky.
Right, right. Up in Rayford. So she was going to get that 10 or 100 kilovolts, and he knew it was a done deal.
Man, the whole neighborhood lights dim.
But as if that was not going to be pretty obvious, leaving all that contraption behind that pretty well somebody built to electrocute somebody, he was so sure of his plans that when he hauled butt,
right,
and it's like that player we had on with the social media. Mm-hmm. When he
probably stopped up there at
he
Warner.
He stopped at the first gas station.
I was going to say Warner Robins, Buc-ee's.
Yeah, and he went to his face page account, and he changed his status from married to widow.
Widowed. Well, yeah, he got up there at Buc-ee's. You know, you get up there about Warner Robins, you up north. You way up north.
But he did that before he had a confirmed kill. See, he was just so sure of his apparatus. But but they found the apparatus. They saved the pregnant woman from harm, and they did round him up in Tennessee and bring him back.
I bet they did. I bet they did. Yeah, he got up there at Warner Robins, got into Buc-ee's, and figured he was, you know, a made man by then.
And this was in the Daytona area, so I guess that was no, this was in Flagler County, because Sheriff Rick Staley, shout out to Sheriff Rick Staley, we talked about him earlier. He said, this is one of the most bizarre domestic violence cases I've seen in my career.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, watch out for them electrified front door knobs.
Mm. You know, if your hair starts standing up, you know, when you get, anytime that, you know, that hair starts
you get near to it, that electric field will reach out to it, out to you.
You hear that humming. You hear that humming, you know. Oh, man, that is.
Yeah, if you hear a hum from the other side of the door, that's that step-up transformer.
Maybe he was a lineman. You know, maybe, I don't know.
He had some skill.
He might have worked for Duke Energy. You know, if he did work for Duke Energy, they might be looking to him now to hire him.
He had some acute skills, but he couldn't see how things played out. Mm. We're going to play out. You know,
sometimes, so. I don't know if it's that executive level in the brain, is it? But I think you're right. We don't know about his childhood. We don't know about substance, but we are definitely going to.
It's that second Lima category. He's mental issues.
He definitely dosed Lima. On that dose Lima category, for sure on that, on that.
Yeah, right. So there
we
have it.
Well, man, I'm just got glad to hear that nothing happened to the pregnant lady, and his progeny will, populate the earth.
Well, I don't know if she was pregnant with his.
Maybe that's what
the fight was about. These days. So.
Right. Let's
just say she was pregnant. The story doesn't say she was expecting his child.
That's true. It just said pregnant woman. let's hope for the best in that whole, with that family and that whole situation. And, you know, hey, one thing about the pregnant woman, she had a good dad. Now, that's a good dad.
There you go. So good parenting on that side. Absolutely.
That's a good dad right there. Now
Come to check for electrified doorknobs.
You know, that's a good dad. He done seen something peculiar. Peculiar in that old boy.
Yeah. He wouldn't let anybody use the front door.
That's
a little bit odd.
Yeah, except for the pregnant wife. Yeah, come on. Come right in the front door, honey.
Grab it good and firm.
Yeah, grab that. Now, you know that doorknob sticks. That doorknob sticks. You got it. You both hands.
You got to grab it and pull on it.
Right. Now, honey, I've told you about that. I've worked on that doorknob, but you got to use both hands to get that door open. It helps if your hands are wet. I don't know why. Man. Well, I tell you what, that's inspiring to me. We may need to attend that Sheriff's Association convention next year.
If they would let us in.
I'm sure they're going to reach out to us any day. Well, you know, just last episode.
I think that was sheriffs only at that meeting.
Okay. Right. Not open to the journalists.
No.
Not open to the media. Yeah. But, you know, just last episode, we did that ode to the Sheriff of Polk.
Ode to the Sheriff of Polk. And I misspoke and said Sheriff of Judd.
Yeah, well,
the song was owed to the Sheriff of Polk.
That's all right. You didn't misspoke once you started singing.
I can't get every word right. I get almost every word right, but not every word.
And we don't know how to edit, so there's no redos.
We get one take on
one
the Palm of Pine podcast.
That's it.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, and that's going to scream right up the country western charts.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure that they may ask us to come perform at one of their meetings. Woo! Man, but yeah, that ode to Sheriff Polk. Good work there in Flagler County, just a little bit north of Daytona.
I'll tell you, he's just blazing a trail with that big bus this summer.
And
it was remarkable, the bus by Sheriff Judd just the other day. I was reading the list of the 32 people, and you want to guess, Steve, how many of the list of 32 were of age 40 and greater?
It probably... probably 80%.
Try 28.
Oh my gosh!
And there were two or three people over 60. So I don't get it.
We get a certain type of retiree here, and then Santa Barbara, California gets another.
Yeah,
type.
They get the other type.
Right. So you know, we get the villages, we get those people.
Yeah.
And
Montecito gets the other type.
I'm gonna tell you what. I've had to self impose on myself to not even look at the villages anymore. Oh my gosh. You get on that TikTok and you just watch them villagers.
Yeah.
And
what kind of news you have for us today?
It just goes on and on. Well, I tell you real quick update on the three-eyed atlas.
Okay, right. We put a picture of that up.
It's coming this
away.
Right
next to Bigfoot, you see it there on the Patreon page. Yeah.
It's coming this away. Now, the thing is an interstellar. We talked about that. Interstellar visitor. And now there's a Harvard scientist. This isn't just Palm and Pine.
It's going to be here for about Halloween time, right?
Right.
We'll be covering it. Yes.
Right, and we're watching it. Yes. It's going behind the sun October 3rd, okay? And then it's going to be back there all of October, all of November, and then pop back out.
Now,
here's a couple things this Harvard scientist. Let me get his name.
Yeah.
So y'all can kind of look into this guy.
Yeah. Well, I hope he's talking the truth, unlike Ara the other day. I hope he's...
Ara.
He's got the real skinny on the thing.
Avi Loeb.
Like L-O-W-E, low, like Loeb.
L-O-E-B.
Oh, okay.
like an earlobe. Like an earlobe, but L-O-E-B.
See, it makes it easy to remember.
And then Avi. He's probably Jewish, you know.
Okay.
But anyway.
Yeah, up there at Harvard,
Harvard. We know who runs Harvard. Okay, but I digress.
Yes.
But anyway, he's now saying it's producing its own light.
Oh.
Nuclear powered.
Oh, okay.
And we'd already broke that on a previous episode.
Well, we said it was a spaceship with a power source. So, what's that?
Right. You know? And this was yesterday now. James Webb telescope.
Yeah.
They finally released the pictures from it.
Yeah, that we paid $250 million for. Whether it's up there or not, we paid.
They'd been sitting on that. And they finally released those pictures. Uh-huh. And so he got a chance. He was actually on a plane. Uh-huh. He was sitting in Austin, he said, and about to fly to, I don't know, overseas, Europe, Denmark or something. He's on the plane. Okay. I didn't know you could fly from Austin to overseas, but anyway.
Yeah, big city these days, Austin.
Austin's growing, yeah. So anyway, he's there at Austin, probably had just spoke at the University of Texas, who knows, and he's on the Wi-Fi, the Wi-Fi on the plane. So he said it took forever to get the pictures downloaded. Okay. They'd sent them to him, James Webb.
Okay.
He finally got them. They taken off in Austin, and he's talking, you know, doing an interview. And
it had them three eyes.
Three eyes, yeah. And remember, that third eye, blind eye. So that third eye, blind eye, Alice. And so, yeah, he's looking at it. He's like, yeah, okay, it's not a reflection. It doesn't have a tail.
Right.
It's glowing on the front, not the back.
Oh, okay.
The front's glowing.
Okay.
And he says it's emitting its own light. It's what he's thinking. So again, I'm not trying to scare anybody, but let me just put it this way, Dr. Barlow. If I was president, and Lord help us, right, if I was, and I don't want to be, but here's what I would do. You know, if I got this briefing, you know, and I'd get old Dr. Loeb on the phone, obviously, right there in the White House. But if I talked to him and I knew what was coming, here's what I would do.
Okay.
And I'm just saying.
Okay.
I would activate the National Guard first in D.C. because that's where I'm at, right?
Yeah, right.
And I'd have them all come in, you know, with their weapons.
They're already activated. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, I see where you're going
with it. Okay. Now, just bear with me.
Okay.
And I'm trying to lay some breadcrumbs. I'm laying some breadcrumbs for you here now.
Well, I am a journalism kind of guy, so I've seen it coming.
I know I ain't going to slip nothing by you. But that's what I would do. I would activate National Guard.
Mm-hmm.
I'm living in D.C., so that's the first place I'd activate. And I'd be like, oh, it's for fight crime. I wouldn't say it's because he's damn aliens.
And you might have a little unit down in your camp in Florida.
No, on West Palm. There's going to be a little unit on West Palm Beach or Palm Coast or Palm Beach. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's what I would do. I would go ahead and, in these big cities, I'd bring in the National Guard. You know, it's just for crime prevention.
Okay. Right.
That's what I would do. And that's where I'm going to leave this.
You know, the real reason would be that people are going to go crazy when they see them three eyes.
Yeah, the three eyes.
It's going to be about Halloween.
And when that blind eye opens up, that's where all the fighters are going to come out.
So we put a picture of it up on Patreon there.
Yep.
You can go see it in one of our thumbnails, that old three eye.
Our picture's way better than that stupid James Webb. Because I saw that James Webb picture.
Oh, yeah, much cheaper.
No, our picture's way better. They had some infrared thing. I've got one other quick thing, Douglas, and then we'll be ready to kind of wrap up this episode. But did you know, you and I are both Army veterans.
Yes, right?
And, you know, we had two choices when we got out of high school, Army or Marine. I like to think we made the better choice, but there's that other organization, and I never really
BFRO.
No, Coast Guard.
Coast Guard. Okay,
right?
Coast Guard,
if you don't want to go to war.
Right. If you were one of them uppity kids, you went in the Coast Guard.
Right. If you went to O'Call over in Gainesville, you in the Coast Guard.
Right.
So, but did you hear? This happened Monday.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been what, August 25th. Did you hear about the haul that they have brought in down there in Everglades City?
I heard about that.
Oh, my gosh. So they brought in 76,140 pounds of drugs. They said there was enough, just cocaine alone, the nose candy dust powder.
Oh, my.
Just the cocaine alone, the quantity would have killed every person in the state of Florida.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I heard there were some Navy ships moving toward Venezuela. I've heard that kind of covertly.
Yeah.
There's some stuff going on down there. Wow.
And there's some videos. They put some videos up of them interdicting some of these boats, you know. And there's one is a good one, and I might see if I can throw a clip. Old boy throwing them white bales out as fast as he can as they're chasing him.
Yeah.
But right at $500 million street value.
Oh my goodness! Somebody's crying the blues.
Now, I don't know what they do.
El Bogota.
You know, they showed them unloading it there at Everglades City. I don't know, or Port Everglades.
Well, your
Port
back
Everglades
would be sore at the end of the day from unloading cocaine.
Yeah, Port Everglades. Well, they had a crane.
You know?
They had a crane. That's how much.
Oh my.
76,000 pounds.
Oh.
Right at $500 million.
Woo.
And I don't know, what do they do with all that drugs? Like, they were unloading it there at the port. I don't know, you know, who gets that or where it goes.
I don't know if you dump it down the drain or you burn it. I don't know what you do with all that.
I don't know. But anyway, hats, you know, I'm going to quit making fun of the Coast Guard.
Right.
Those people, Coast Guard, they work hard.
Right.
You know, they put themselves in I don't remember being in danger any in the Army when I was in there.
In danger of not having a place to sleep inside.
Yeah, maybe sleeping out in the field.
In danger of not having a bed to sleep on. But that reminds me, of Sheriff Judd's bust last week. You know, he had that flow chart, and Nate was at the top. And I was wondering, well, who's above Nate? And I think we know now.
Yeah.
Who's above Nate?
Right. Yeah. That was Nate's suppliers, and you know, we're hitting them at the street level with Nate, Sheriff Judd is,
Sheriff Judd,
and in the Coast Guard. Coast Guard coming in strong.
Coming in strong.
Big
absolutely.
Win.
Right,
big
right,
win
right,
by
right,
the Coast
right,
Guard.
Right.
Yeah.
So, Steve, didn't we send out a podcast invite to them Bigfoot people?
I wanted.
And they have not. You know, when we send out an invite, you know. Mm-hmm. We usually get a response in the affirmative, but they have not responded.
Now, to
I
be
hear.
Fair, we also get a response like, "Hell no!" like no, we are not coming on your show. But we get
rarely,
a response.
Very rarely is the Palm and Pine podcast ignored, and
no response. Right, that's
right,
rare.
Right. Yeah, no email response.
Yeah, we usually
get.
And yeah, I mean, I've been you know, it's been nice. Most people are in the affirmative. They want to be
but
on the show.
They have made the mistake of putting up a phone number.
Bigfoot has a phone number up, the BFRO. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I thought Douglas, let's just go ahead and give him a call right now on air. Now they're out in California.
Oh, okay. So it's very early out there.
Very early out there.
Yeah, okay.
They may not answer. If not, we'll leave them a cordial voicemail.
Yes.
And
yes.
You know, we're not trying to muddy the water.
Right.
But we do want to get down. We've had a Class A sighting of not one, but two Bigfoots right here in our backyard.
Right.
And so
you
we
think
need...
that would warrant some activity from the BFRO organization.
We need some clarification.
Right.
And
we just
want to talk to somebody there. Yeah, and they got this hotline that they have put up on their website.
Okay, so let's see what happens at the hotline, the Bigfoot hotline.
Let's get them on the line here.
Okay, here we go. A little early out there
in California.
Yep. So they're not even going to give you a voicemail.
Just dead ringer. Oh, here we go.
You have reached the Bigfoot Field Researchers Organization. Please leave a detailed message after the tone, and your call will be returned as soon as possible.
Hey, good morning. I'm over here in Florida, kind of, you know, the free state of Florida, the greatest country on earth, and just wanting to reach out to y'all. We had a sighting right here in our county, in Levy County. I don't have that sighting number handy, but it's on your website, I believe. It's just a few miles from where I'm at. My name's Steve Barlow, and I just want to get some clarification on it. And I do a podcast on the side, and you've probably no doubt heard of the podcast.
No doubt.
The Palm and Pine podcast.
Absolutely.
And we sent an email to you. We'd love to get somebody on the show and just get some clarification for us. We're a Florida-centric podcast.
Kind of get
the word out to the locals here, so if some folks want to learn more about it, we want to learn more about about the organization.
Absolutely, right.
Yeah, so we appreciate a call back, and look forward to hearing from y'all. Thank you, sir.
Okay, great. Well, that went well.
Yeah, that went perfect.
Be sure and edit out your phone number.
Yeah. I already get enough junk on my daggone phone. Good gracious, man.
So we're still working on the BFRO, but we have several other 3 or 4 or 5 exciting guests lined up.
We do.
Everybody's going to love it.
We got some good stuff coming up. I tell you, I'm excited. I have never read so many books as I've been reading lately as well, getting ready for each episode.
It's like college. It forces you to read
stuff. Yeah, it's like I'm back in grad school.
You know,
in undergrad, you got one textbook.
Yeah.
Grad school, you got one textbook and then 17 other books to read.
Yeah.
you know, for that first week. So That's what it's like. But it's all good books, and I've enjoyed it immensely.
Mm-hmm. Right, right, right.
We enjoy being on here. We're enjoying this 64 degrees this morning.
Last. Not
Can't
last.
Beat it.
Not gonna last.
We're going to have some hot weather yet to come, folks, but we're going to take what we can get.
Right.
It's been a pleasure being here with y'all again today. Look up that Texas coin. See what you can think about it.
Don't tend to possums on the side of the road.
Don't mess with them critters.
Don't try to electrocute your wife.
Don't. Watch with them booby traps.
It's not worth it.
The thing about a booby trap is most likely you're going to be the one to hit it. That's what the thing about it. So don't do the booby trap. And but other than that, thanks, y'all. And we'll see you next time. And keep it Florida. We hope you've enjoyed today's episode of the Palm and Pine Podcast. This podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only and should not be considered professional advice. The views and opinions expressed by the host or any guest are our own and do not necessarily reflect the views of any affiliates. Our opinions are just that, opinions, and are not legal or medical advice. But in our opinion, avoid lawyers and big pharma at all cost. Copyright 2025, Palm and Pine Podcast, all rights reserved. Please subscribe and share. Okay, until next time, keep it Florida, and we'll see you soon.